We hear this all the time.
There are so many updates and tons of community work happening. It's hard to keep up. How do I follow it all?
Here is your answer. Listen to the Gutenberg Changelog.
Hello and welcome to our 23rd episode of the Gutenberg Changelog. In today's episode, we will talk about Gutenberg 8.4. It's a big release. Many new features will be coming to WordPress 5.5. And we'll talk about the block directory, global styles, and full site editing. I am Birgit Pauli-Haag, curator at the Gutenberg Times, and I'm here with my co-host, Mark Urain, designer at Automattic and core contributor to WordPress. Hi, Mark. How are you today? You just got back from vacation, I hear.
I did, Birgit. Thank you. Yeah, I took a trip up to the mountains this last week, and I'm back refreshed. How's everything been going on your end?
Oh, it's been just peachy, which is also the color of our house. We have a new color, new coat of paint on our house, and also new rain gutters. Mm-hmm. And that was enough distraction for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
We're looking now at the interior and see what we can, if we can make headway to simplify the things that we care about. We have been in the house for 18 years, so a lot of stuff.
It feels good to kind of reseal it again, though, huh?
Like, yeah.
Paint it, get the gutters going. Well, congratulations. That's great news.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And I'm glad you're back from vacation, refreshed.
And yes.
Yeah, back to designing and leading the team. All right. Today, we don't have any listener questions per se, but last week we had this live Q&A and with a lot of questions about the block-based themes and full-site editing features that is coming to WordPress. You can watch the recording on YouTube, and the transcript is available on thegutenbergtimes.com. It was a great audience there. Thank you to WP Tavern, who picked up the announcement, and we got quite a few new listeners to our live Q&A on YouTube. So check it out.
Really cool. Yeah. We did get a listener review here, Git, this time from SkipNet. SkipNet wrote, great WordPress podcast, and they wrote this on the iTunes review. And they say, I listen to all the WP podcasts, and this is one of my favorites. I sincerely look forward to each episode. The hosts clearly know their stuff and put a lot of work into making the Gutenberg block editor the best it can be, both by actually working on it and by teaching the WordPress community about it. Well, thank you so much, SkipNet.
Thank you. It's a wonderful review. And we would like to have more of those.
Yeah. Makes my heart feel good.
Yeah.
We're doing some good for the community here.
And with a review, you can also, dear listeners, if you think about what you want to do, and if you feel it's something that helps you, yeah, let the community know and leave a review either on Stitcher or on iTunes or your favorite podcasting app. It will really get the word out about this podcast. In point, I just did some calculations and we have over 5,000 listens now on this through all the 22 podcasts. So over 5,000 downloads. That was really cool. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Gets us going. As an announcement for your schedule, I have the third annual online JavaScript for WordPress conference is coming up next week, actually, July 8th through 10th. And there is workshop on React and WordPress on Wednesday, and then 8 talks on Gutenberg Block Editor on Thursday, and then 8 talks on WordPress Headless on Friday. All talks and Q&A will be live. And after the conference, the videos will be available on the site on javascript4wp.com/conference. And thanks to the generous sponsors, the conferences will be free for the attendees and also the recordings. If you want to follow along the announcements, the Twitter account is @js4wp, @js4wp. And the schedule is, I repeat, that javascript4wp.com/ conference. It's going to be exciting. There are quite a few interesting talks about Gutenberg converting to shortcodes, or converting shortcodes to blocks. Mm-hmm. That's the right way. Or building blocks with ACF, and also how to get from create block into the block directory, kind of a tutorial or a, I don't know exactly how it's going to work out, because that's my topic. And I have started on it, but I'm still figuring out how that's going to work, because I don't have yet a documentation for the block directory. And I hope it's going to be in Monday's release.
That would be wonderful. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've watching the last two JavaScript for WordPress conferences, like, they've been wonderful. So I'm really looking forward to some of these, this upcoming conference, especially even the WordPress, the headless WordPress.
Yeah.
Ones. I dabbled a little bit there, and I'm always very intrigued by what people do.
And yeah, that's all about Frontity and Gatsby and Static Web. Yeah, it's going to be really interesting to see what's the next generation of hosting actually is, yeah, which is kind of moving all the data to a static website. Yeah.
And that brings us to some community contributions that we've come across. Birgit, we've got a new plugin that I noticed called Wholesome Publishing. It is a WordPress plugin that allows users to add threaded comments to individual blocks. So this, we've talked about, Gutenberg phase 3 a couple of times on our show about like multi-user editing in WordPress. And this kind of borders on that direction just a little bit, where you're getting a little more feedback in the editor, although I don't think this one was real time, like multiple people, but it's allowing multiple comments per block. And they even have another thing, another feature in the plugin that allows draft blocks as well. So if you create a block on your page and you mark it as a draft, it won't show up when you publish the page until you uncheck that it's a draft. So WP Tavern wrote a nice little article about this plugin, and it's something worth checking out if you need that. If you need to communicate with other users in the WordPress site and talk about things, the blocks and the content, it's a good way to do that.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to actually test this out. I haven't seen it yet. I only saw what W. Tavern wrote about it. But that's, if you work with co-editors or with new editors that need to kind of adhere to standards, you can. It's really nice to have the comments right there in the editor, and you don't have to do it over in another note collecting feature or app. Just a couple of days ago, Jeffrey Carendine published his WordPress Gutenberg block plugin builder, which is a package on NPM, and it's a foundation, he writes, for WordPress Gutenberg blocks plugin development that aims to provide a clear and concise guide for building your first block plugin. And it has some samples in the package, and then is ready for post CSS. It's translation ready, has prettier and styled WordPress configuration, also syncs with browser, live reload when you during development, and has a webpack configuration.
Nice. I really like that browser sync live reload.
Yeah, that's really great. Yeah. And this is the third block scaffolding tool that we talk about it here. It's after the official WordPress create block package. There's also that. And Marcus Kazmariak, I might have butchered his last name, is just about to write the documentation right for the developer documentation. And then a couple of weeks ago, WebDev Studios also published a block scaffolding tool for developers. Right. We will have all the links in the show notes, of course, and you have now a lot of options to start creating a plugin with blocks, with one block or more blocks. There are no excuses anymore.
No, right? I'd love to see someone do like an analysis between these block scaffolding tools and to kind of like chart out what are the differences between each one and how they kind of work, where they're. That'd be an interesting read.
Yeah, it also will be quite some work to be done to do that. Yeah.
Yeah. So Gutenberg 8.4 was released, and there is a lot of stuff in it, everybody. Like tons of stuff. So about 153 line change items. This is the second to last plugin release before WordPress 5.5 beta 1. And so the next one, 8.4, will also be included in 5.5, is what's speculated there. Right?
Yeah, so this is 8.4 and the next one is 8.5.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And 8.5, they're looking to release on Monday, July 6th. So to make sure it gets in there. It won't be the usual Wednesday release. Look for it on Monday, July 6th. So did you have something to say there, Birgit?
No, but it, yeah. Go ahead.
So jumping into this list, we have three big features that were introduced here. Added imaging editing. There's a whole toolbar now for your images that allows you to edit them in various ways. This includes rotating, cropping. They've enabled the block directory. Oh, I keep thinking you're going to say something.
Sorry. Well, this is the I really love the cropping feature on this one, especially because it has a 9 grid, so 3x3x3 vertical and horizontal, so you can do a better composition. Make it out of your of the images that somebody sent to you. I just learned a lot about composition 2 years ago on a photo walk from a professional photographer. And so I'm still always looking for these helper things. Yeah. So.
Yeah. What is it? The principle of thirds?
Yes.
Something, yeah. Right? Like, yeah.
Yeah.
And I love that too.
And the idea is to not put the subject of the photo into the middle, but either in the left third or the right third. Or the bottom third, or hide that, just because the middle is so less dramatic. Yeah.
That's it's more stimulating that way visually, right?
Yeah. Like, and okay. If you put it on the side, then you get a little bit more depth into the photo.
Got it.
That's a little digressing. I'm sorry.
No. This is all very good information. And so the next one, as I brought up earlier, is we've enabled the block directory. So this, for everyone following along, you know that it's existed in the plugin, but under an experiment flag. So you actually had to go to the experiments page and turn it on or toggle it on to use this block directory. Well, now it's in there. It's in there. You don't need to make a toggle anything. So just as you're searching in the block inserter, if you're searching for a particular block or keyword, and if that block isn't available, in core or in any of the plugins that you currently have, but it is available in the directory, it'll show up for you and you can just add it right there, which is fantastic. And then finally, the third big feature is allowing block attributes to be modified while multiple blocks are selected. So that means instead of having to click one paragraph block, change the font size, and then select another paragraph block and change the font size again, you just select multiple blocks and change the thing. Is that right, Birgit?
Yeah, and that's one we all waited for now 3 years. But I understand it was really hard to kind of go from the single unit block to multiple and then attach all the some of the attributes to them at the same time when you select them. And I have not tested if you can have just a section from a block, from the above block, and then another section of the next block and highlight that, or if it needs to be both the entire block that needs to have a bold or italics or something like that. So that's interesting. But I'm so happy that is finally in there.
Yeah. It's a time saver, right? Like for people who just, they want to really style several blocks at one time, like they've got that ability.
It's also kind of feature from back from the classic editor where you didn't have that distinction between blocks and you just highlight something and you change it, which you can't do now. You can do now also in the block editor. So a lot of good writers point. Had a little stepping kind of tripped over that.
Yeah. I totally understand why. We also have 26 enhancements that were included in this release. I'll go through several of them, maybe not all of them, but we start with showing movers next to the block switcher. So the movers used to be in the new kind of G2 UI design. You would hover over the block switcher icon in the toolbar, block toolbar, and the movers would slide out. And then you'd see the movers and interact with them. Now they're actually integrated right next to that block switcher icon.
So they and come that, back.
Yeah, so they're back in there. They're visually like always there, present. So you don't need to kind of guess where they are. And you can interact with them right away, moving blocks up or down. The support drag and drop in blocks like social links and improved drop zone detection is another one that's really important as far as the way I've watched people use Gutenberg a lot doing usability tests. People love dragging and dropping those who can, right? And they want to move these blocks or the content around however they like. And so improving drag and drop has been a really important one to make happen. There's tweaking colors of the disabled buttons to match the rest of WP Admin. So now there's a little more consistency with that. Making popover scrolling and position behavior adapt to the content changes, another enhancement. Adding ability to transform a pre-formatted block into a code block. This is cool because we really want to improve on those block transformations. If you want to convert these blocks or the content into certain other blocks, there needs to be a way to do that.
Yeah.
We added a border to blocks while hovering with the select tool active. So this is one, right? Like the G2 design, we really removed all the block borders for the most part and really kind of lightened the UI. In that same vein, there's still something to be said about kind of visually seeing where the block boundaries are. And we do have this select mode in Gutenberg. So if you switch to the select mode, which is really about moving blocks and selecting blocks, not really working in the content of the block. But when you're in that mode and you hover over block, you now get the border, block border that shows up.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, it's not being a little bit more explicit where the boundaries are is definitely helpful.
Yeah.
I have a question to the transform. Just, I have been thinking about, is there a way to bulk convert old content to blocks for old posts or something like that? And would it be feasible to actually look at the transform methods of the block editor to actually kind of loop through the posts and then do that without ever to have to call the editor, and just as a backend program, script sure. that runs through a website.
This would be for older posts and pages that haven't been created in Gutenberg. Mm-hmm. I know that's a good question because I know it's been brought up before. It's like, I just want it all to convert to Gutenberg now for me. I don't want to have to go through everything. And so I know that that's a desire there. And when you first open a page, right, it opens it all in the classic editor block. And then you have an option to convert everything to a block. It's not always discoverable. And it's not always exact, right?
Right. But it's good enough. But I don't want to do this for 1,000 posts.
Right. Right.
But if I want to kind of change the theme and say, okay, I want to do a more modern theme, then the expectation from the new modern theme would be to actually deal with blocks and make it a consistent layout again. Well, if you don't change the theme, I wouldn't consider changing the posts because they show up just fine. Right. But once you kind of get into, okay, what's the next stage of things? You only want to have one form of content to deal with. And I know a lot of publishers have to deal with that and the big sites.
I want to touch on this just a little further before we go on, because I like what you're bringing up. What if I switch my theme and then I have a particular set of global styles as we're improving global styles and introducing this into Gutenberg, and I make a global adjustment setting to, my posts that I want the font size to be a certain color and a certain size or some. I'm just thinking about this off the top of my head. This is really affecting all Gutenberg blocks, kind of. Does it actually change the styling on older posts?
Probably not.
Right? That's a problem, right? That's a...
Yeah.
Goodness, I didn't even think about that. So that's something really needs to be talked about and thought through, because that highlights that issue even further.
Yeah. Yeah, I was thinking, and I talk with a few bloggers, kind of, I always tell them, don't touch them.
Yeah, right.
And if you touch them, convert them, yeah, when you do it. But then, it's, okay, what's the next step? And that kind of brought me to, oh, I haven't thought about that yet. Fully
so
through.
Essentially, and you'd have the older pages and, yeah, that have old styles that don't update to your
right.
name.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. And if... And that's normal for a theme when you change it. Yeah, you have the, but now you have two set of styles.
Yeah.
And that's right. Kind of, you don't want that technology depth kind of there. Yeah, but the transform kind of brought me, oh, maybe that's a good method to kind of loop through and do, I don't know, 10 at a time or something.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, keep going.
Yes.
That was a little tangent there.
So we have. The next one I have highlighted is removing the margin from the last button if buttons in the buttons block are centered. So what that means, if you have a few buttons in the buttons block and you've centered them on the page, there was oftentimes an additional margin to the right and allowing the insert or icon to show. And so even though you showed the buttons were centered or you marked them to be centered, they didn't look visually centered because there was extra margin. So removing that margin just makes us all happier now that we can see it is centered as I wanted it to be. I like this one. This is my favorite enhancement. Make UI more consistent. So you actually have to go look at the PR that was done to see what ways it was made more consistent, but are you opening that up right now?
Yeah, I'm just opening up. I hit the very general kind of thing. Yeah. So.
Yeah. I want to give me a little more definition. There.
Yeah, it's peace on earth, right?
Then we have, if you get it, you could shout out. But removing the canvas padding. It's another one, like, as we're kind of moving towards a more simplified, like, Gutenberg styling so that themes can really interject their own stylings and everything. We're trying to remove more and more opinionated styles in the editor itself to allow the themes to really come in and make it the way they want it to be. And then lots of image editing stuff, as we already discussed, but updating rich image editing icons, consolidating the crop ratios, move to the image block. I'm not sure what that one is, but change edit label to crop icon, like just so many different things that have gone into this image editing package.
Yeah, I think those were what listed there were actually PRs that came into Gutenberg after the image editing was already enabled. Yeah, so that's why they're probably here in the list, maybe. So, and that brings us to new APIs, of which I want to update the theme colors to rely on CSS variables. This is a big one, as that will help theme developers to connect the theme to the colors that are in the style sheets and in the color palettes of various blocks. So that's really very interesting to see.
Yeah.
And then there was also REST endpoint for the block types also received a context property that describes the parent and child relationship between two blocks or more than one block. So there's a group block, and then the attributes or the properties of the parent block are inherited by the children. You can style the whole group with that. Then we had about 38 bug fixes in this release. It's a huge number.
It is,
and the first is the pixel shift for toggles. And when I first read it, I said, oh, that's pixels for toddlers. I've got a little chuckle at that. So my brain was doing some funny things there. But it's the when you have the toggle buttons that when you switch them on or off, they shifted a little bit. It was a very small movement, but it was a little unsettling just because something moved. So I'm glad that was fixed.
I've noticed this in a few other places as well. Like recently, I was using the new block movers and moving blocks up and down, and I was noticing some pixel shift happening with those movers as well. I figured it was just my local installation, like maybe just a little wacky, but makes me want, like, seeing the bug fix for this kind of makes me want to go back and revisit and see if I could recreate that issue as well.
Well, and with the moving, I'm not sure if that's actually an issue or if it's by design, because I remember about a year ago, or maybe even a year and a half ago, Matthias wrote about animation and how the moving of the blocks gives you the idea that, okay, where I moved it, but where did it go? So a slight delay, movement, maybe, I don't know where that went when the UI was changed.
Yeah, that has to do with the animation of the block moving through so you can watch it. But I was like, when you click the arrow, there's actually like the little pixel shift, like it just moves a little bit and you're like, whoa, what happened? Little kind of jump there.
Oh yeah. Yeah, no, that's pretty much the same issue, yeah. Might have been already, oh, it's only toggles, yeah, maybe. The popover, so the one bug fix is avoiding overriding popover content padding. So when the content comes into the popover, that is enough padding there and not override sections of it. The inserter handling of child blocks, that needed to be fixed. So that is when you have a parent child and a parent block, then that announces that only a certain amount or a certain type of child blocks can be in there. And the inserter wasn't handling that well enough, so it was fixed now. Yeah. And then there's also a fix in the internationalization. They fixed the AM and PM part on the times. Yay. And there's an image size feature fix.
That was in the sidebar when you adjust, you get the drop down for image size. It wasn't really doing anything.
And
So now it does.
It was only there. Yeah, and then there were bug fixes that were noticed or implemented for the block directory, the uninstall from unused block types, the installing of blocks, adding the REST API endpoints, and fixing the plugin API for installing and deleting block plugins. And also, they fixed missing padding. I think that's a theme going on through this release.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fixing padding.
This week it's all about the padding, yeah.
Yeah, and then there were bug fixing also on the image editing feature for the image size crop, avoid the re-render of a select and preserve the crop position through rotations. So that is definitely a more complex issue that is now fixed.
Mm-hmm.
There were three performance items, change items that fixed some of the performance issues.
Mm-hmm.
So memorize. And
I think memorize, yeah.
So memorize the use select callback. So in the header toolbar was important, and enqueue the assets for rendered blocks only, not additional blocks. And the is multi-selecting and is navigation mode selectors were added to the editor. Yes.
Okay. And we also had 25 experiment change items, several under full site editing. And these included, I'm not going to read them all, but they included adding a template part previews to the placeholder block. This one has kind of been really undergoing a lot of revisions. How do we introduce existing template parts or new template parts? And how do we bring it into a placeholder of some kind, really make it intuitive for people to add and remove? Another one included fetching the template parts in the template switcher from the REST API. So if the theme includes multiple template parts, you'll be able to use the template part switcher, which is like the block switcher, right? And swap between those template parts. Post title block, add alignment and heading level support. So that's really cool. You could kind of change the heading level or the alignment of the post title. And you're gonna get ready for this. There is add a theme exporter.
Wow.
So I haven't even looked at this. This one snuck on there right by me while I was on vacation. But can we export a theme from Gutenberg now?
Yes.
Is that for real?
You can. That's for real. Yeah.
Oh my goodness. I can make changes, design it, and then bam, I want to export this as a theme.
Yeah. So if you can use all the design tools that you have with the full site editor, you can produce additional themes that somebody else can add to their.
How wonderful is that?
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
So then we had about a whole set of navigation block and navigation screen change items as well. And these, a lot of these are being improved upon, but I don't think the navigation screen or the widget screen are making it into WordPress 5.5, just FYI. But these included visual improvements to the block navigator. It included removing the navigator from the navigation block inspector. And for those of you where that makes absolutely no sense because it's a lot of navigation words, what that means is that the navigator, which is kind of like a tree structure of the blocks that you're interacting with, was available in the navigation block toolbar, but it was also available in the sidebar in the block settings. So it was just a lot of navigator things all over the place. So they removed that from the sidebar, which I think is a good step. I'm glad that happened. And there was also enable the creation from existing WordPress menus. So if you ever fool around with the navigation block, you never really had the ability to say, I want the menu that I already created in the navigation screen or in the menu screen. Now you can.
Yeah, that definitely adds to the backwards compatibility of themes, because you can do the new editing features, use it with an existing theme. Kel actually demonstrated that in the live Q&A, how you can add an additional template port through the block editor, full site editing, and it looks just like the rest of the website. Wow. Yeah, just by and that was very interesting. But if you want to have then the menu on that template as well, then you can just grab them from the menu screen, so to speak. It's in the drop-down box, create menu, and then it says, do you want to do create from an existing one or a new one? And then you can get that in, also into your template port. It's really cool.
And so that brings us to a list of documentation changes that have happened. There's about 15 of those. And a couple of them I'll call out: the WordPress at WordPress EMV package, adding login details to the documentation. There's a couple handbook updates, updating documentation for package releases, updating the release documentation. Those sound like the same thing, but I'm obviously missing something. That's okay. update theme support .md file for experimental supports. So just a whole group of various documentation updates that have been going on.
Yeah, documentation is always a little bit behind, is what I wanted to say.
Yeah, right.
So that brings us to the last sections of this change log, where there were 16 items that improved the code quality. And I read a lot of refactoring there of components. So for the column block, there was refactored to use hooks, the rich text also using, and these are React hooks, not WordPress hooks, React hooks. Mm. Also, the toggle control is a functional component now in the media and text. And then they actually remove the deprecated APIs of version 8.3 and remove the animation component. So it's just a hook.
That's cool. I like
that. It's very cool. Yeah. And then there were some changes to the build tooling, 11 of those, where the packages and the scripts were updated for the new version. And it's a changelog updater was fixed, and then StyleSheet CSS handling in the commands. Yeah, the ESLinting packages or versions were added to that, and then they listed. Because there was a discussion on Twitter why people wouldn't find the packages from Gutenberg on NPM, and they were all under the keyword WordPress and not Gutenberg. So they added the Gutenberg keyword which is pretty big. And then we have 9 items in the various sections. These are things that didn't fit in any of the other ones, but it's also about they fixed the left to right issue for the end testing, added a verification to the create block package for continuous integration, and then also updated the end-to-end test for the show block toolbar as well. So that was the Gutenberg
8.4
release. It needed to be a big one because the next one is only the bug fixes for that, so it can all get into the beta. Beta for WordPress 5.5 is scheduled for July 7th. And on July 6th, the 8.5 version will come out with mostly fixes for the new features, I would think. Yeah, so please, please, please test all the three features that are scheduled for coming into WordPress 5.5, which is the imaging editing and the block directory. Yeah, neither the widget screen nor the navigation screen nor the navigation block are scheduled, nor the full site editing are scheduled to get in 5.5. But there's enough to really make this a great release. There were other things that are actually three other feature plugins will make it into WordPress 5.5. Mm-hmm. One is the automatic update of plugins and themes, and then the native XML sitemaps in core, and then the third one was the lazy loading images. Mm-hmm. So it's all great features to get into 5.5 beyond what the block editor brings.
Yeah, and even, I mean, the block or editor just being redesigned visually is going to be a big, big thing for people. So I really think it's a beautiful, beautifully designed interface nowadays. So,
yeah, I totally forgot about that. Yes, the whole interface is going to change again on people.
We're used to it because we've been using the plugin. But
yeah, millions of people was the well, I think WordPress.com actually is already using the new UI for quite a while, I think.
Yeah, WordPress.com really tries to stay up with the most recent plugin. And that brings us to what's in active development or discussions that are going on. That brings us to what's in active development or recently discussed. And Andres has submitted a couple issues on GitHub that have really interesting conversations. One is global styles recap, which is kind of just overviewing the global styles, what's the progress of it. Goes into some of the background, talks about the style hooks for blocks, managed CSS, and talks about the benefits of managed CSS, and highlights some of the next tasks that we really need to focus on. That's an issue on GitHub. And another one that he posted was about consolidating the style attributes of blocks. So this is really cool. Kind of if your block kind of, what is it, opts in for these certain attributes, it will, or it's a certain particular block, it will get these attributes or these components in the toolbar automatically, depending on the type of block it is. So can you kind of highlight that in your block JSON file?
Well, it's actually...
Yeah, no?
In the experimental theme file. So you can...
Yes. Yes, thank you.
So the vision is that the block editor uses this data to auto-generate the inspector controls for them in the sidebar. So that is really cool. Yeah, that when you say, okay, we support color palette, then the color palette automatically shows up in the inspector control. That's the sidebar on the block editor.
Fantastic. That's
really cool, yeah. So Enrique Pinqueras also did a great issue on GitHub, and it's covering all the features of template tags in full site editing. The whole issue is multiple pages long if you want to look at it, but every single template tag that you would use in your theme development is listed. And also if there is a block equivalent, and if there isn't, that it's in planning and how far it is. That's really great for thinking about backwards compatibility, as well as your new theme development, where you want to say, okay, how do I do my comments on my template, or how do I do pagination of comments? Yeah, how do I do linking? Yeah, there are so many template tags for linking. How would you as a theme developer do it? And this is a great overview. I like it, but that's also good for if you want to contribute to it, be it in discussion or actually helping with the coding. That would be really helpful to get this done so soon, so backwards compatibility can be tested with your old themes. Another great issue I want to point out is the overview of the block directory by Alex Shields. That's where he kept track of the things that needed to be worked on for WordPress 5.5. So he has categorized in required for launch, directory related to block directory, but not a block of your launch, and indirectly related but not required for launch. So these are all the things that need to be happening or will be iterated on after WordPress 5.5 once it's in more usage and we see what's not happening. I have been testing the blog directory quite a bit, but there's not a whole lot of blogs in the repository yet. So we need to do some education on that and how to get single block plugins into the blog directory so they can not only for testing purposes, but also to enhance the blog directory with a better way to import or get new blocks in there. That's a great feature to have, and it all hinges on plugin authors to convert their blocks into single blocks.
Submit them as single block.
Yeah. So this is the end of our show already. Do you have any last announcements?
I don't have any announcements today.
All right. So as always, the show notes will be published on gutenbergtimes.com/podcast. And if you have questions or suggestions or news you want to include, send them to changelog@gutenbergtimes.com. That's the email address, changelog@gutenbergtimes.com. So this was it. We will be here the next time for the next, it's probably after the next release, as always. Mm-hmm. And we will be talking about what are the features that are in WordPress 5.5 in the next show. Well, thanks for listening. Glad that you came out and listened to us again. Goodbye, and until the next time.
Yes, goodbye, everybody. Thank you for listening, Birgit. It was a pleasure once again.
Same here, Mark. Same here. Bye-bye. Thank you.